It's the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady here with Noah Cassidy on this February 23rd. Happy Thursday, everyone. All right, Noah, do you want to kick us off today?
I can. I actually got a question for you. Instead of doing the traditional Did You Know intro,
okay,
I'm going to ask you a question. So what country do you think has the most lighthouses?
Most lighthouses? Boy, I'm going to be throwing out a random country. I don't know. Maybe like Ireland?
So that's a good guess, and okay. My guess would have been like Australia,
okay, yeah,
or something like that, just a really coastal, lot of shipping kind of places. Well, that is totally wrong. It's us.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. I was thinking about it being America.
Yeah, apparently it's the United States. I mean, I get it. We have a lot of coastal, but we just, like, if you think about our origination, other countries had ships before we did, because this was just Indians really here before the Europeans arrived over here. So really there wasn't much of that. So I would have thought that other mm-hmm. countries would have been ahead of us. So the United States, their first lighthouse wasn't built until 1716, and it was on a little Brewster Island near Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Lighthouses were very important in the early America. In 1789, the first U.S. Congress passed the actual Lighthouse Act, which created the United States Lighthouse Establishment under the Department of the Treasury. So, like, lighthouses are under the Department of the Treasury
Interesting.
Here. So, today, the U.S. is home to over 700 lighthouses. That's more than any other country in the world. What's crazy is the state with the most lighthouses is not located on the coast.
Really? Is it Michigan?
It is Michigan.
No way.
Nice. Good Let's guess. Go. That's what's up. Yep, because Michigan is surrounded by 4 of the 5 Great Lakes. It's home to 130 of the 700 lighthouses.
Wow.
Just there in Michigan, including the remote lighthouse on Standard Rock, which is nicknamed the loneliest place in North America.
Wow. That's a good one. I like that one. I definitely did not know that we had the most lighthouses. That is cool. Yeah, I feel like when I think lighthouses America-wise, I think, you know, the Boston area,
right.
Cape Cod, and then I guess Michigan was just there in the back of my mind too, but that's craziness. I like that. All right, so mine is, did you know that New Guinea is the world's second largest island? So this is kind of on a similar vein in terms of coastal countries and stuff. New Guinea is situated in the Western Pacific Ocean, just north of Australia. And New Guinea is the second largest island on the globe, measuring more than 317,000 square miles around, or 317,000 square miles in mass. And while that is large, it may seem large, it's less than half the land mass of the biggest island, Greenland. So Greenland is the biggest island in the world.
Okay.
And then the second is New Guinea, which is less than half the size of
less
Greenland.
Less than half, okay.
For a while, it was really hard for people to figure out the size and the circumference of New Guinea because it was hard for the cartographers to figure it out because of the rugged terrain. There's mountains, rainforests, large wetlands. It makes exploring and charting its boundaries very difficult. And even attempts at aerial photography have been troubling because of the heavy cloud cover in many areas. It wasn't until 1971 that map makers were able to finalize and draft the accurate sketches of the island's size.
You said 1971? So really not that long ago when
recent.
We finally were able to finalize that part of the map. That's crazy.
Yeah, what was that, 50, 52-ish years ago?
Really, and people are still alive
before
now. That was before the map was actually completed.
And I'm sure there was a general, you know,
right.
what New Guinea looks like, but they weren't confident in it. They weren't confident in it until 1971. But yeah, New Guinea is the world's second largest island, just behind Greenland. So
and less than half the size.
Yeah, there you have it.
Greenland's huge.
It is. All right, that'll do it for today's Did You Know Show. Thanks for tuning in. Back tomorrow with the final Did You Know Show of the week at 2:45 p.m.